This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show, presented by boomboom.co for millennials.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar. Joining me on the show to discuss the issue of technology in property management is T. Lian Seng, the CEO of Kippel Home. Welcome to the show, T.
Thank you. Welcome.
I want to start with the Kippel brand. So I know Kippel Home is one element of Kippel overall. Could you give us a little bit more detail about that?
Okay. Kippel is essentially a subsidiary of Green Packet Group. Kippel, the meaning of Kippel that we started with, keep Ripple, right? So we hope that they actually start something new in a digital space that we will start, open up the fire and continue Ripple and take it on from there.
I see. So there's actually a meaning behind the name Kippel, keep Ripple. Interesting. Yeah. So what about Kippel Home? Where does that come into the picture?
Okay, I think that along with Kippel, essentially Kippel is in the fintech, yeah. Along with the business, I think that we encounter potentially there is a vertical market on the residential, right? So I think that we think there are a couple of pain points. I think that today that the Malaysian communities is facing, especially in the gated properties. So this way that we think that potentially we can create a solutions, to create a convenience, maybe that potentially enhance the safety of these gated services of residential. Therefore, that we think that from there that we can take it on and bring the Kippel other ecosystem into the whole equations.
What were some of the pain points that you were paying particular attention to?
Okay, essentially Kippel Home is a residential management applications. I think that today, I think just to name a few, I think that visitor management, for instance, is obviously a pain point. I think that today is still very manual. I know that I'm sure that all of you guys have had this experience when you actually walk into the gated services, it is taking quite a substantial time for you before you can actually go meet the tenants or the residents that you're going to meet up. Yeah, so that is one. Paying the management bill, yeah, is also that a kind of like a chore, right? You need to walk in, you need to actually spare time, often that you can only do it on a weekend. That is also a pain point. And plus also the communications. I think the two-way communications always a challenge. I think that we reckon there's still a lot of paperwork involved, that potentially we can digitalize these processes to increase the efficiency. So that is essentially the first touch. We think that we can add value to the gated services. But ultimately, we think that this is so much more potential that we can unleash, the communities, what about co-creation within the communities, can bring them into the next level, that I'm sure that a lot of us do not know our neighbor, that there's so much thing that we can potentially work together with our neighbor, yeah.
I noticed that on your website, the Kippel Home tagline is creating safe and connected communities. So I suppose the points that you were alluding to earlier is about the connected bit. Yeah. How does Kippel Home plan or aim to do that?
Okay, as Kippel, as a company, I think that we practice this IT methodology is called design thinking.
Uh-huh.
Often I think that we like to go on the ground to talk to our clients, that potentially create prototypes, that to actually work with through our clients, and then hopefully we can create something together. Just to name a few things that we've been doing. In some of our properties, we've been piloting by bringing some of the organic farmers' crops, to our residents, and we kind of have a farmer markets over the weekend,
like a pasar tani.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then we actually talk to the residents, and we see what we can co-create. One thing that we pick up, I think that potentially we can create a platform to bring small farmers into the gated residence, so that through our app. In this case, we create O2O.
What is that O2O?
It's offline to online.
Okay.
For those that who has never got a chance to do so, a small farmer would never get a chance to come online because simply they just could not cope if they actually open this online. But we can bring them to a targeted residence. They can start small.
I see. Yeah.
So this is one thing that we pick up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Along the way also, that I think that we just launched our C2C, consumer to consumer. And we just kind of like, you know, let it grow. I think that we just put it on our app. Some of our residents that posted their products, right? You know, that they've been actually, some of them have been actually selling online, but they never thought that, you know, they can just actually start very small, probably increase a bit of the efficiency and productivity by just posting their products, you know, on our platform, therefore that the neighbors can also enjoy what they're selling.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So the app also becomes a sort of marketplace for those Absolutely. Who are looking to go into business or to sell their products.
Absolutely.
I wanted to backtrack a little bit to the O2O, offline to online concept.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that in terms of how do you get your vendors? How do you deliver supplies? Where do you set up the farmers markets, for example?
Yeah. Okay, I think that essentially we want to bring some, we call it a merchant out there who has already got these ecosystems, like they'll be able to supply and also deliver, yeah? So, but on the other hand, we also want to actually see if we can use this platform to create again, I think that the co-creation, in this case, some small merchant, you know, it could be a nasi lemak store near the residents who has never got a chance, you know, to come online. We can potentially now co-create if someone who can do delivery, you know, that we join the dot, and you know, so we do not know at this moment, but I think that we want to explore and could we actually now empower the communities now to actually come together and you know, I create a bit of efficiency on this platform, right?
So this is still a new idea in that sense.
It is,
it's still something that Kipple Home is exploring with the users.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's talk about this C2C element of your app. So you mentioned that Kipple Home is looking to introduce a marketplace for your users to be able to sell their products online to each other. Why would users choose Kipple Home to do this when there are so many other platforms out there that are specific for selling products?
Yeah, I think that for any customers who actually already in this business, obviously I think that this is it makes sense for them to go on the open platform. But really our objective is actually to open up this opportunity for those that has never got a chance. As I mentioned, some might want to start small. Right, and in this case, I think that if they do not have a full ecosystem, they can just deliver the products to the neighbor, you know, on foot. Right, so really, I think that we just like to explore. We just like to see if this is going to be a platform that not only that is only on business. Potentially, we can actually cultivate a bit of the communities coming together. Right, communicate together. Often we think that we do not know our neighbors. In this case, I think that hopefully to this platform, you know, that we'll get to know them more. And let's see what else can we do, right, with the neighbors. Yeah.
Has this element of the app launched already?
We are still piloting this. I think that we got a very good response. We got a tremendous good feedback from the residents.
Where was this piloted, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, this is condo that we have in Ampang.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we have launched that.
One property. That was the pilot.
We've done actually about 5 properties. I think that the one in Ampang is relatively more successful.
Why was that more successful than the other 4 that you piloted this at?
Yeah, I suppose it's like it takes someone to kind of like pioneer or champion this. I think that we got a lot of buy-in from the management office in this particular one. And they do believe that, you know, that these solutions will actually make the residents come closer. So again, I think that the support that from the management office is important. in this case. Yeah,
that's really interesting. I think when we talk about technology and talk about digital platforms and how digitization can make our lives easier, it's only as successful as the buy-in from the actual people who use it, which is something that that sometimes it's easy to overlook, that you could have a really great digital platform, but in the end, it really depends on the people who are using it to use it fully. Do you find that when you introduce Kipple Home, it takes time for people to adapt to using it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that depends on which market. I think that you're right. I think that we do need to spend some time to educate our user. This is where that I think that we believe in a practice that we continue doing, which is design thinking, right? So we would like to go on the ground to talk to our customers and essentially co-create a solutions. You know, that we have experienced some of the success on this approach. So essentially, if you work together with your client and to come up some things, chances for them to use this is going to be higher. Yeah.
Okay. So you're very into the working together with your client. It's not about you just giving them something and they work with that, but rather you guys are working together with the people who use it to improve it for them.
Absolutely. I think co-creations is what we believe, right? You look at the whole platform on the connecting the or empowering the residents. Our communities is essentially you need everyone to take part and everyone to buy in and everyone believe, you know, that to make that happen. Yeah,
I'm speaking to Ti Lian Seng, the CEO of Kipple Home, the residential management digital platform. When we come back, we'll go a little bit more into what Kipple Home plans for the future. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show, presented by Boomboom.co for millennials.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar. With me on the show today is Ti Lian Seng, the CEO of Kipple Home, a digital residential management platform. So Ti, could you let us know how big is the Kipple Home user base at the moment?
Since we are in the market officially just 1 year, today in terms of registered user, we have about 13,000.
13,000 registered users.
Yep. And in terms of properties, we have actually more than 300 properties signed up. But this is, again, that actually through a partnership, primarily to property management company and also the security guard companies, because I think that's our solutions actually create strong use cases for our partners, you know, to bring us on board. But today, I think that we still need some time to onboard these solutions and also encourage user downloads, because I think that it's fairly new. And I think that the process of onboarding today is taking some time. So we still need to actually get to meet up with a joint management committee, you know, to explain to them, you know, that what is Kipple Home. We still need to get them a consent to let us roll out.
I see. Okay, so 13,000 users, about 300 properties you mentioned. Are they in the Klang Valley or all over Malaysia?
They are actually mainly in Klang Valley. We do have a few properties in JB and even in KK.
I see. Okay, yeah. All the way to East Malaysia.
Yeah.
You mentioned gated and guarded properties are your focus. Would this also include landed residential
communities? Yes. You look at the approach, I think that this, the solution essentially is residential management applications. It's more relevant to gated guarded services. Today, I think that what actually we focus in is actually create, you know, a digitized whole task management in visitor management front. I think that in this case, our solutions basically not only enable the residents to actually create e-pass to invite, you know, a guest to your home, assuming this is going to your phone book and, you know, a few clicks, and then you are inviting your friends to come over. And when they come to the guardhouse, they can show that a QR code, and once the security guard scan that code, and you get a notifications that the guest is arrived. Yeah. So we also have automated the walk-in registrations. We have actually created, again, it's on the app. All the guard needs to do is just download an app, a Kipple Guard, and they can actually scan the visitor ID And we have built in the OCR. It just read the text. It doesn't capture your picture. So that's probably, make it a bit more friendlier.
I see.
Yeah. On top of that, I think we will continue to enhance the features, to basically make these solutions a strong use case for the property management company and also the security guard company to create a bit of transparent in terms of the daily activities, right? So we take this as like a step for them to embark the solutions. And then on the residence front, this is really the, what we talk about. I think that how might we create a more values that that we can potentially connect the communities there.
I see. And so I suppose when you're promoting Kippel Home, it's mostly to property management companies who are actually in control of managing gated and guarded communities.
Absolutely.
And do you have information on how many of these properties are high-rise as opposed to landed? I mean, is there any kind of data on your user base?
In Malaysia market, based on the record, there are 7,800 gated guarded properties. This is high-rise together with landed. Today, I think that there are only 6% of this property uses, the resident management applications.
A digital resident. 6%?
Yes. So I think that the opportunity is huge. I think it's still a bit untapped market. Yeah.
How much market share does Kippel Home have at the moment?
We are probably very minimal. We probably have about like 3-4%.
3-4%. Yeah. Okay. So there's still a huge pie.
To
conquer in a way.
That's what we believe.
So you mentioned that 6%, an estimated 6% of the gated and guarded communities in Malaysia are using digital platforms for residential management. What is Kippel Home's target?
I think our target is that if we, for this year, we would like to actually target for 15%.
15% yeah. Market share.
Market share, yeah.
That's a lot from 3-4%.
Yeah,
that's a huge leap.
Yeah.
How do you plan to do that?
I think that we think this is only possible if we could actually have a partnership, right? We will want to actually, along with what our end objectives, that in terms of the solutions and the use cases, we want to work with partners, right? In this case, like security guard, property management company, or any other potential partners. The fundamental of these solutions create a value to them and, that we are riding on them, to get into the market. But this is ultimately there for us to touch the base. I think that therefore, with that, we can actually come in to really do what we are ambitious to do, which is connecting the communities there.
And how many partners does Kippel Home have at the moment?
Today, I think that we're still building the partnership. Yeah, I think that we have got a bit of success. I think that a lot of security companies have shown interest that they work with us simply because I think that we continue to enhance our Keeper Guard, which is part of the whole the solutions. Just for example, we are now even actually enhance a task management for the security guard company and through the mobile applications. So really, I think that we're creating a solutions with very little system or investment that need to put in, so to make them easier, to adopt to the solutions. So really, I think that what we believe is to build this ecosystem, we need to actually create a value to our partners and, therefore, that we can actually distribute the solutions faster, yeah.
Okay, so you are aiming to get 15% market share. You're going to do this by getting more partners. And how many users are you targeting? Is there a user target?
We are kind of like actually, we would like to actually target probably about 30% of the base that we capture, and this is to be our user. Having said that, I think you're looking at close to about 200,000, if we could.
By the end of the year,
yeah.
You're looking at 200,000 users of Kippel Home.
Yeah.
And how about in terms of location? Are you looking to expand within Malaysia or even abroad?
We are actually focusing in Malaysia for now. I think that we are looking into expand this to the north this year.
By the north, you mean Penang, I suppose.
Yeah. Until that we actually got a proven product market fit, We are not actually looking at growing into the region at this moment. Yeah.
Okay. So still focusing on the urban centers of Malaysia.
Absolutely.
Towards the end of this year, or maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, what other plans does Kippel Home have in the pipeline at the moment?
As part of Green Packet Group, I think that we have a subsidiary called A2Z, who is into IoT. Recently, we are also getting into AI. Yeah. So,
okay. So we could see Kippel Home have an AI interface, perhaps.
Absolutely. Today, I think that we are piloting. Can we even uplift Kippel Home in terms of security through AI? AI camera, not only actually there's a use case of like door access as a facial recognition. So we also have license plate recognitions. In this case, I think that you no longer use the traditional card access or RFID on your vehicle. What we have is an AI camera can recognize the car, the number plate. And you just control the access on the residents, maybe visitors as well, you know.
Wow. And how far away do you think we are from that kind of reality?
It's not too far. In fact, I think that we have actually launched the license plate recognitions in a shopping mall. Yeah.
So, okay.
And it is just available. All what we need is actually create use cases, a business model that we can get into residential.
That sounds like a plan, T. We wish you the best of luck and we look forward to this AI future. I've been speaking to T. Lian Singh, the CEO of Kippel Home, a digital residential management platform. You've been listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show, presented by Boomboom.co for millennials. Real estate for real people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.